From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. An attempted coup is underway in Turkey, but has it failed? The Turkish military on Friday said it assumed power over all of Turkey, an act that the president said was doomed to fail. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan urged the Turkish people to go to the streets to protest the soldiers' actions. He said in an interview on a local television station that those behind the move are associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. He said, as the nation's president, I'm inviting all the elements of the party I have founded, as well as the public itself, to the squares. We will be hand in hand with the people in these squares, and there we will teach those who made such an attempt. The army had put out an email statement read on Turkish television saying it had fully seized control of the government to protect democracy and maintain human rights. However, a top Turkish official says the coup attempt within the country's military appears to have been unsuccessful. There are reports of two large explosions heard near Taksim Square in Istanbul, where police and military have been exchanging fire. The White House says that President Obama spoke with Secretary of State John Kerry about the situation in Turkey. In a statement, the White House said the president and secretary agreed that all parties should support the democratically elected government, show restraint, and avoid violence. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman said on Twitter, "The democratic order in Turkey must be respected, and all must be done to protect lives." NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said that he's calling for calm and restraint and respect for Turkey's democratic institutions. This is VOA.